Hello, good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. Live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions including Volta Premier Hall and Menuweva Flao, Lolonyo FM Hohoi and Kekeli FM. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, National Security begins tracking of intercepted audio clips of parents and some candidates allegedly plotting to financially induce invigilators.
So that when the exam starts and they get the questions out to them, they will answer and send same to these invigilators who will then pass it on to their children.
We have more in the ongoing BEC. Meanwhile, a student has died and another in critical condition after an accident in the Nokto municipality of the Volta region.
They were going to see off their sister who came to visit them and they were run over by a vehicle. One lost his life with the other on admission.
Also coming up, labor unions demand the sack of managers of non-performing SNIT hotels.
What is the problem? Is it mismanagement? If it is mismanagement, why don't you sack the management team and employ new people who are not selling anything? If they can't manage it, they should sack themselves.
Meanwhile, the RTI Commission has ordered SNIT to furnish it with information requested by Joy News on the sale of its stakes in several hotels within 14 days. We have details of that coming up shortly in business.
Government set to launch debt exchange program for Eurobond holders after securing bilateral creditors' blessings on proposed restructuring terms. Details on the Joy Business Report.
These are more coming up with us. Please stay. This morning, National Security struck and intercepted audio clips of parents and some candidates allegedly plotting to financially induce invigilators to aid them in the ongoing BCE. More than 500,000 pupils are sitting for the exams, which started yesterday, and already five teachers have been arrested for malpractices. National Security is collaborating with the examination body WAEC to get to the bottom of the issue. John Kapi is head of public affairs.
Monitoring some audios that we have intercepted where they have made their children contribute some money apparently to be given to the exams officer in the district and then also to the invigilators who are going to actually in the classroom, so that when the exam starts and they get the questions out to them, they will answer and send same to these invigilators who will then pass it on to their children. So we have been able to zone in on the people and our investigative teams are working on it probably to cost them.
Well, in the Nokto municipality of the Volta region, one student has died and another in critical condition after a vehicle ran over them. Here's Volta Regional Director of Education, Francis Agbemadi.
They were going to see off their sister who came to visit them and they were run over by a vehicle. One lost his life with the other on admission at Akuse Hospital. We heard from the district director at one candidates also had a fractured hand and as a result is also unable to write.
Away from the BEC, labor unions are asking the board of SNIT to sack all managers of their non-performing hotels. The scheme has been mounting a fresh defense of its decision to sell off 60% of its shares in four top hotels, including Labadi Beach Hotel, despite public opposition. It revealed it had pumped more than 200 million cedis in a desperate attempt to save the hotels. Director General of SNIT, Kojo Bosumpim Osafumafu, says some of the hotels still didn't make profit. After that,
consistent losses by almost all of our hotels. I know you are aware that Labadi does make a profit, but the returns are below par. They haven't paid us any dividends, with the exception of Labadi. Labadi Beach Resort only started paying dividends for the last 2 years. They haven't from inception. We've been called in to fund capital expenditure and maintenance expenditure and even SNIT contributions of the workers. In fact, a group of the hotels cannot even afford their auditors' fees. And so accounts since 2018 haven't been audited.
But the General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumpson, is asking SNIT to sack managers of these non-performing hotels instead of disposing of the hotels.
If it is mismanagement, what is the problem? Alisa Hotel, just about a year ago, they have established the branch in Kemaye. Go and see the vacancy there. Look at ex-president Kufuor's hotel. So what is the problem? I don't know. What is the problem? Is it mismanagement? If it is mismanagement, why don't you sack the management team and employ new people.
While still on SNIT, the Right to Information Commission has directed SNIT to furnish it with information requested by Joy News within a 14-day period. Joy News lodged an official appeal with the RTA Commission against SNIT for their refusal to grant a right to information request regarding the sale of its stakes in several hotels. The move by the Commission is in response to the appeal. Head of our research desk at Joy News, Raymond Ankwa, joins me with more on this. Well, first, SNIT yesterday at the press conference insisted that it did nothing wrong and that we failed to comply with their system for dealing with the RTA request, Raymond.
We maintain that the request was received in the Corporate Affairs Office, inspected and subsequently rejected with the excuse that it was addressed to a non-existent information officer.
Mm-hmm.
But the letter from the RTA Commission resolves this matter, and I'm quoting.
Okay.
It says, the person to deal with an application for access to information is the information officer.
Mm.
It proceeds to say that Section 19 of the RTA Act states that an application to access information shall be dealt with by the information officer of the public administration. The applicant, therefore, and this is what the RTI Commission is saying.
Okay.
The applicant, therefore, did not err when he applied to the information officer in the letter dated 20th May 2024. And as such, his application shouldn't have been rejected. This is what the Commission is saying.
Okay, so what exactly is the Commission asking SNIT to do?
The letter from the Commission states, and I quote, pursuant to the above mentioned provisions, the Commission hereby directs SNIT to furnish it with the information requested by the applicant, that it is Rejoin News,
yes,
with the exception of minutes of the board meetings within 14 days upon receipt of this letter.
Do we know if they've received this letter?
We do not know yet.
Right.
But, I mean, this letter is actually dated second, submitted to us on the 5th. The expectation is that they would have received it around the same period.
Right.
And I mean, proud to this particular press conference anyway.
Thank you so much, Raymond Ankwa, head of our research desk. Now, the Ghana Bar Association has questioned the procedure used by the Chief Justice, Gertrude Tokono, in requesting for more judges to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Madame Tokono, in a letter, submitted 5 names to President Akufo-Addo for nomination, citing the increased volume of cases in the Apex Court. Now, the National Democratic Congress has criticized the proposal. While the Ghana Bar Association says it is not opposed to the nomination, but the procedure was problematic. Xavier Kuje is GBA spokesperson.
That is not what is normally done. What is done is that the three recommending bodies, GBA, the Attorney General's Office, the CJ's Office, we bring variously submitted to the Judicial Council. Judicial Council will now send the names with an advice to the President. The President will now decide to appoint everybody else on that list, or some of them, or to reject the list, everybody else there. Just that he doesn't also have the right to prepare his own list. You have to get back to the Judicial Council for the process to begin all over. Well, I think that it's just a simple mistake. That's the way I should think. I am not sure that it was intentional.
Xavier Kuje, spokesperson for the GBA. Election headquarters brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants and AICPA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center and Chopbox Technologies and Youth Bridge Foundation. Now in election headquarters, the new Patriotic Party's nominations for the Mensah South parliamentary seat vacated by outgoing Member of Parliament, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, following his confirmation as the running mate to Dr. Bawumia began yesterday. Potential successors include his brother, Nana Owusu-Prempeh. Meanwhile, the party intends to close nominations today to fasten the election process scheduled for Sunday. There's more on this report.
The new Patriotic Party has officially opened nominations for the Mensah South parliamentary seat ahead of its primaries on Sunday after the confirmation of its Member of Parliament, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, as running mate to Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. So far, potential successors have picked up their forms at the Mensah South constituency office of the new Patriotic Party. Bernard Entubosiako is the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP.
We are ready to collect their forms tomorrow, and Wednesday will be the vetting, that on Sunday we can have a fruitful elections to elect one person to replace our Vice President, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh.
Well, Nana Bwachi Adams' report bringing us to the end of the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.